Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast. In today's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about Call of Duty Mobile. So you might be wondering if Call of Duty Mobile is an actual thing. Yes, it is. If you've been living under a rock, then you wouldn't know about it. But if you're actually involved into the Call of Duty world like I am, you'll obviously know that it is coming out worldwide tomorrow, October 1st, 2019. So, yeah, it's a real thing. It's not like it's something made up. Activision worked with Tencent, the maker of PUBG Mobile, and now they're making Call of Duty Mobile. Now, there was ways to play it early, but it's already coming out tomorrow, so I'm not going to do that yet. Well, I'm not going to do it at all. I was thinking about doing it, but I'm like, no, it's just going to come out tomorrow, so there's no point of getting it early, because you're still gonna, it's coming out tomorrow. The timing, we don't know yet, though. They still never released that yet, but it is coming out tomorrow, so I'm really excited for that. The things that we actually do know about this is, well, about Call of Duty Mobile, is that it's going to be a free-to-play game, and it's going to merge all the Modern Warfare games and all the Black Ops series games into one game. So all the characters, all the maps, all the weapons, all the game modes are going to be into one game. And yes, that's confirmed by Activision themselves, not by me or any other room or other people saying it. Activision did say that it's going to be all of Call of Duty Black Ops and all of Call of Duty Modern Warfare into one game. It's going to have Battle Royale from Black Ops 4. It's going to have multiplayer. It's going to have zombies, and it's going to have like all the weapons and maps that like I've just previously said in multiplayer. There was only like one map for Battle Royale, since it's relatively new, and there was never two maps for Black Ops 4. So that's why they only did one map, but it's going to be like, it's going to be similar to Black Ops 4, but it's not going to be the exact same map. So there's going to be a little bit of different changes to the map. But overall, it's still going to have Battle Royale. So if you guys are into that, you could play it. But that being said, that's it for that part. But there's also going to be COD points, which is typical for a Call of Duty game, because it's a currency to buy, like, the crates. Yes, they're having crates into the game. They're going to also have weapon variant skins, which means that it's going to, the camo that you go to buy is actually a weapon variant of that gun, and it's going to give it, like, a different perk or upgrade to that gun, but it's also going to be a separate gun from it. So you're not buying a camo, you're buying the gun with the camo, if that makes any sense. And there's going to be, I think there's only going to be 3 rarities. There's going to be uncommon, rare, and epic. I haven't seen any legendaries, but I could be mistaken. But like all the specialists you could get in the game, there's gonna be like a battle pass in the game, like how Black Ops 4 had it. Well, it's like operation pack thing. They're also gonna have like a different currency along with along with the COD points. I think it's like COD something. I actually don't know the name of it. All I know is that it's gonna have a C in it. Besides, it's just gonna be like a black thing with a C in the middle instead of the gold coin that says CP, which means COD points. But I don't know what that other currency is called yet. I've seen betas, I've played the beta a little bit, but I'm not 100% sure on what the name is. I don't remember off the top of my head as of now, but I will see it tomorrow when the game actually comes out. I'm super excited for this game to come out. I've been a Call of Duty fan for a while. My first ever Call of Duty game was actually Modern Warfare 2, and I've enjoyed that, so I've been sticking with Call of Duty, and I'm definitely gonna get Modern Warfare. I'm definitely gonna get Call of Duty Mobile, like I'm saying. It's definitely gonna be a fun game. I played the beta of it. I really enjoyed the beta of it, and I can't wait for it to fully come out. So it's gonna be insane when it comes out. But like I said, with the COD points, well, getting back to COD points, it's gonna be really, well, relatively cheap. It's gonna be like mostly the same place as the COD points from like all the other Call of Duty games, how they're like relatively cheap. So it's gonna be like similar to that. I don't think it's gonna be like the same exact place for it, but what I do know is that it's going to be similar to it. So that's going to be something to do, well, to look at for the comparisons. I'll do a comparison video either tomorrow or Tuesday. Well, tomorrow is Tuesday. I had off today from school, so I think that I thought that this was Sunday. But on Wednesday, either Tuesday or Wednesday, I will come out with a video of the of just saying like the differences between the COD point prices, and like I would talk about like the game and my thoughts of it. But I know for a fact I'm probably gonna enjoy it because I've enjoyed the beta. The beta looked really good. So I can't wait for the official release to it. I'm just so stoked for Call of Duty Mobile to come out. With that being said, hopefully you guys enjoyed this short-ish episode of the podcast. The reason why I paused a little bit before I was starting the outro is because I didn't know if I was trying to think of anything else I could say, but if I miss anything, I'll go in and make another episode today. So with that being said, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for tomorrow when Call of Duty Mobile drops, and be sure to get it. You might, if you're a Call of Duty fan, you're probably gonna like it. If you like shooting games like PUBG, also, or like PUBG Mobile, or like Modern Combat 5, then you're probably gonna like it. But I'm not you, so I can't tell what you like or what you don't like. So with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.